I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Let us pray. Blessed Lord, who has caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, grant that we may in such wise hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that by patience and comfort of thy holy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which thou hast given us in our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I am the good shepherd, says our Lord. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. It's these simple words that our Lord speaks in the crowd that had been gathered after healing a blind man, the Pharisees questioning his authority. He says to the people, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. It's these simple words which are so familiar yet so powerful for us who believe that our Lord is our shepherd and we are his sheep. This is good news for those of us who, in the words of the prayer book, err and stray like lost sheep. This is what we do. This is what sheep do. Sheep err and stray. It's something they do. Growing up, we used to have goats. We didn't have sheep, but we had goats, and we had cows and chickens and cats and dogs and all the different types of things that you have on a little hobby farm. And I could tell you from experience that goats err and stray. We used to have a border collie that would make sure that they did not err and stray. They would just be going about their business, and our border collie would just go and round them up and rile them up and get them to where they need to go. Sheep are erring and straying types of animals. We admit this as Christians. We don't hide from the truth. We don't pretend like there's nothing wrong, but every day, if we pray the daily office, we confess to Almighty God that we have erred and strayed like lost sheep. But despite this fact, Jesus is the good shepherd. He says this to those who had erred and strayed themselves. He says to them, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Jesus doesn't leave his character to guesswork. He could just end it by saying, I am the good shepherd, and today we would be trying to tease out exactly what that means. What does it mean to be a shepherd? Oh, this or that. But Jesus does not leave this analogy up to imagination. Rather, he tells us exactly what it means to be a good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. That though they had erred and strayed like lost sheep, he was the one who was stricken for the sheep. He, like a sheep, was before his shearers silent, and like a lamb who was led to slaughter, he was led away to be crucified on a cross. Our good shepherd hung upon the cross so that the sheep might have life. He laid down his life for the sheep. And it's these words which our Lord speaks to these people and to us today that are comfortable words. This is good news to those of us who admit that we have erred and strayed like lost sheep. We do not lie about our current predicament. We know that we are sinners, that we, if we were judged by the things that we had done and the things that we had left undone, we would be found wanting. But Jesus says that he is our good shepherd, and the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. This is something that we hear again and again every Sunday that Christ Jesus came to save sinners. This is what Paul calls a trustworthy saying. It's almost as if he says, if you don't get anything else today, Timothy, hear this, that Christ Jesus came to save sinners. And this is what Jesus himself says, that he, the good shepherd, came to lay down his life for the sheep. He came to seek and to save the lost. It's often that I find myself feeling lost, physically and spiritually. Physically, all the time. For a while, I gave up my smartphone. I know. Bold. By giving up my smartphone, I gave up the Maps app. And by giving up the Maps app, I gave up any sense of direction that I may have had, especially once we moved here to Springfield, Missouri. Luckily, y'all really believe in the grid system here. If you go south, eventually, you'll find your way home. But this sense of lostness is something that just pervaded my inner being once I gave up my smartphone. This lostness is present in all of us, yet there are things in our lives that we use to hide the fact of lostness. We feel this sense of being lost all the time, and it's confusing, it's pervading, it's scary. This lostness is something that we all experience at least sometime in our life. But in the midst of that fear, in the midst of that lostness, Jesus says that the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. I am the good shepherd, says the Lord. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. In the midst of this lost and dying world, in the midst of our lostness, Jesus proclaims the good news that he has come not only to seek, but to save the lost. It's not that we need just a little direction. It's not that we need just a little bit of help from our friend. No, we need to be saved. Christ died for sinners. And it's until we admit this lostness, and it's until we admit this sinfulness that we find ourselves in, until we admit this, there is no hope for being found. I once was lost, but now I am found. I was blind, but now I see. And just in the chapter earlier, Jesus, talking to the Pharisees, condemns them by saying that if they had admitted they were blind, that they would see. But because they say they see, they will never see. Unless we admit the truth about our current situation, we will never be found. We will never find the peace which comes by knowing and being known by the good shepherd. Jesus pays for the sins of the sheep by dying the death they all deserved. We all deserved on the cross. He laid down his life for the sheep. But he also insists that he, being the good shepherd, also is good news by being known to the sheep. He says, I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. This is good news in a world which being known is very frightening. Being known means what the Collect of Purity says, that our hearts are open, our desires are known, and no secrets are hid. This is being known. And yet, the shepherd sees all these things and says, I lay my life down for you. Every Sunday, we come forward to communion and are assured of the words that the blood which we take from the cup was shed for you. We come to the table which is richly laden by the Good Shepherd, the table which is prepared in the presence of our enemies. And we take the cup and we take the bread, and we know that the Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Peter says in 1 Peter 2 that he himself bore our sins in his body on the tree that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. Jesus says that the enemy has come to steal and to kill and to destroy, but I, the Lord says, have come that they may have life and that they may have it abundantly. My cup runneth over. Jesus is our good shepherd. And though we find ourselves lost, though we find ourselves afraid, he indeed is our good shepherd. And as we come to him, the good shepherd, who lays down his life for the sheep, who knows his own, and his own know him, we can truly say, I shall not want. I shall not want. This is a huge statement, but it is the statement of the faithful who is known and knows his Savior as the good shepherd. He knows the shepherd is also the sheep. The sheep who was led to slaughter, the lamb who's taken away the sins of the world. And when we know this great shepherd of the sheep, the one who by his blood has established a new covenant with us in his blood, that we might have peace with God, we can say that he stills our soul. That he leads us in paths of righteousness. That he leads us beside still waters. That he makes us to lie down in green pastures, that I shall not want. And the only way that we can have rest in this weary world, the only way that we can have forgiveness of sins in this lost and dying world, is by looking to our shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I am the good shepherd, says the Lord. And the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Worthy is the lamb who was slain. Worthy is the one by whom we have the forgiveness of sins. Worthy is the one who died for me, who knows me and wants to be known by me. And now we know him in part. He knows us fully, yet for us, we only know him in part. But one day our faith will become sight, and we shall know him fully, even as we are fully known. We shall see him face to face. And as we look on the one who bled and died for me, as we look upon the good shepherd, we see the one who laid down his life for the sheep. The invitation of the good shepherd is to come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. The promise of Psalm 23 is the promise to the faithful. It's the promise to the ones who hear his voice. And Jesus says, my own know my voice. They hear my voice. I know them, and they know me. And when you hear his voice, when you hear his voice, when you hear his call to come to him, and you hear and you come and you lie down, you will have rest for your souls. We live in a lost and dying world, but Jesus says that the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. And so you may feel lost today. You may feel like there is an aimlessness that you just cannot escape, whether it be in your family, whether it be in your work, whether it be spiritually or physically or emotionally, you may feel lost today. Know that Jesus is seeking you. Know that Jesus seeks you and is calling to you right now. And he is calling out, I am the good shepherd. And the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. I know my own, and my own know me. Know today that as you call him the good shepherd, as you say, I know him, know, beloved, that he knows you. And that he does not turn you away, but invites you to come. Invites you to come and to be with him, not only in this life, but in the life to come. Amen. Let us pray.